Show is Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shuras Babli, Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Tes Lamed Aleph, on the 8th wide line, Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rav Huna. Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rav Huna, Sichim Ha'edim Lyos Oimdim B'Shashem Me'edim, My Timer V'Amdu Shnei Anashim. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rav Huna, said that the witnesses must stand at the time when they testify, as the Pasuk says, and the two men shall stand. Rabbi Yemi B'Shem Ravo, Afan Adonim Oimdim B'Shash Mekablam Eidusam, Ma'atayma Asher Lahem L'Hariv Lifnei Hashem. Rabbi Yemi, quoting Rabbi Ravo, said that also the litigants must stand at the time when they receive the din, as the Pasuk says, between whom the controversy exists shall stand before Hashem. K'siv Lo Yimtzu Avos Abonim V'Gemer V'Lai Kvar Ne'emar Ish B'Chetor Yimas Hatam Lema Lo Yimtzu Avos Abonim. We must ask that the Pasuk says the fathers should not die for their sons. Well, it really says that a person should die for his own sin. Why do they have to say a person shall not die, their fathers should not die for their sons? Ella shla yumsu bonim be'edus obeis va'obeis be'edus bonim mekam shla yu ha'edim kroivim shal nadin. The Gemara answers that sons do not die through testimony of their fathers and not fathers through testimony of their sons. It teaches that witnesses may not be relatives of the litigants. Minan shle yihu ha'edim kroivim ze lazeh, but it's also that the witnesses may not be relatives of each other. If you say shem huzam echad mehem klum ne'erag at yuzam haveri, they may not kain lehaya ne'erag al piv. The Gemara says, think about it, if one of them was huzam, means proven to be a false witness, he's not killed unless his colleague was made proven to be a false witness. And if you say so, that relatives they testify together, he's killed through his relative's mouth. What's the source that the witnesses may not be relatives of the judges? The answer is, think about it, if they were proven to be false witnesses, are they not killed through their mouths or the judges who sentence them? And what's the source that the judges may not be relatives of each other? The Torah says to kill based on witnesses and to kill based on judges, just like witnesses may not be relatives of each other, also judges may not be relatives of each other. This teaches about fathers and sons that they may not testify together. What's the source for other relatives? The answer is that the prefix of Vav in the word Uvonim includes other relatives. Ad Kadoin Kribi Akiva, Kribi Shmuel. The Gemara asks one tool. Now we explain the Kribi Akiva who expounds the Vav. The Kribi Shmuel who does not expound the Vav, what is the source? Tani Rabbi Shmuel, Vishofto Aida, Ben Amaka, Vegoyme, Shilotea Aida, Kriva, Lelemaka, Velemuka. We have a vice over Rishmal that explains it. The Pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Chof Daled, and the congregation will judge between the assailant and the avenger of the blood. This means that the aid of the congregation that judges may not be relatives of the assailant or of the victim. However, Yosi Imaimarat Kain, Kravim Lenika Nimsu Bastin Goyle Adam, Mikan Shleihu Adayan and Kravim Nidonim. The Beis says that if you would say so, that they may be relatives of the victim, it turns out the Beis Din are Goyalei Hadam. They have to judge between Goyal Hadam and the Makeh, and the assailant. From here, the judges may not be relatives of the litigants. It's unreasonable to suggest that they may be the relatives of the assailant, but not of the victim. And what's the source that the witnesses may not be relatives of the litigants? And Matera, Horeg Alpi Ha'edim, Horeg Alpi Matim, The Torah said to kill based on witnesses and to kill based on matim, which is judges who taught the verdict to follow the majority. Just like judges may not be relatives of the litigants, also witnesses may not be related to the litigants. What's the source that the witnesses may not be related to each other? The Gemara answers that if you think about it, if one of them was proven to be a false witness, he is not killed unless his colleague was also proved to be false. If you say so that the relatives may testify together, he's killed through his relative's mouth. What is the source that the witnesses may not be related to the dayanim? Think about it. If they were proven to be false, are they not killed through the judges who sentenced them? Amish is taught that shua sa'edis applies to ksheim and not psulim. What is the source? The answer is, the Pasuk says, if he shall not say, and he shall bear a sin, the one who tells testimony and his colleague must pay, this excludes the Pasuk who testifies and his colleague does not pay money. Applies to a Beis Din, it excludes one witness, his testimony does not force one to pay. When the litigants told him, we accept you like two, perhaps he's liable for shua sa'edus, because his testimony would obligate payment. The Gemara rejects that, quoting from the Pasuk, and he's a witness, or he saw, or he knew, and he doesn't say, he will bear his sin. And we learn from there, one who is kosher for testimony from the Torah and excludes one witness who is not kosher to testify in a case of midoraisa to force one to pay. Not in front of Beis Din, he's exempt. And we learn that from the Pasuk, if he will not tell over, he will bear his sin. A place where one testifies and his colleague must pay. This excludes outside of Beis Din, because even if he testifies, his colleague need not pay. Minayin l'shnei edim, what's the source to obligate only if there were two witnesses? Hamadloima b'hu aid harikan shnayim. That pasuk says, b'hu aid, and he is a witness. This is two witnesses. V'rishmol da'amar kol mokem sh'neema aid stam hari bechlal shnayim ad sh'ediyacha hakosav echad. This is like v'rishmol. V'rishmol said that whenever the Torah wrote aid, a witness, some, but without referring to a number, it refers to two, unless the pasuk informs you there is one. Ashvach tani v'shmo shnei edim, echad mahu shei chayav ma'lo b'shum shuas bitui. The ma'as that we find that v'shmo taught that one is liable for shuas edus only if there are two witnesses. If one witness swore to deny testimony, is he liable for shuas bitui? Esh yoleima echad roi l'sofa v'lechayvoi b'shum shuas edus, v'ad mechayvoi b'shum shuas edus, v'ad mechayvoi b'shum shuas bitui. The Gemara answers, it's possible to say that he's liable. Another witness is proper to join to him and obligate him in Shuas Ha'edus. Will you obligate him for Shuas Ha'edus and Shuas Bitui? If he's liable for Shuas Bitui, the Chiyuv will not vanish when another witness comes, and he becomes liable for Shuas Ha'edus. Kov ma'u shi chayov malav mishum Shuas Bitui. If a relative swore to deny testimony, is he liable for Shuas Bitui? We learn from the following teaching of Rabbi Abba, the name of Shmuel. If one swore that Pliny gave a mana, which is 100 zuz, to another person, and it turns out that he did not give it, since it's not biyada for the future, he cannot make Pliny give. So if he swore, so he's exempt for bitui. It's not biyada, means it's also exempt for the past. The Kador Echan Shoiri Amalei Eini Odea Ma Ashat Asach. The second answer here is that all we learned from a Mishnah that says if one said to Pliny, "Where's my ox?" and he said, "I don't know what you're talking about," he denied that he was a Shem Echinam and really died. So Pliny didn't need to pay. He imposed a shura on Pliny. Pliny is exempt. They should say Rav Amar Poite Mishum Shuras Apikadoin Mechayv Mishum Shuras. Shuas Bitui. Rav says he's exempt from Shuas HaPikadon, but he's liable for Shuas Bitui. Rabbi Yochanan Machash Mitzvah La'Apisai Ein Chayav Mishum Shuas Bitui. Rabbi Yochanan said that since there's a mitzvah to appease him with an oath, he's not liable for Shuas Bitui. He didn't opt to swear on his own. Even Rabbi Yochanan would obligate a relative who swore to deny testimony, since he had no mitzvah to swear. Al Date de Rav should say Ein Mitzvah La'Apisai. The Gemara asks, well, does Rav not hold there's a mitzvah to appease him? The answer is he should appease him with truth, but not with falsehood. Tani Rabbi Shmuel, Benasa Avinai Korban. We have a support from a Braisa of Bishmol, Venasa Venoi, he shall bear his sin, he must bring a korban. A relative does not bring for Shuas Aedus, so he brings for Shuas Bitui. Minalon Beistin, what's his source that it's only if he swore in Beistin? Hagadah, Hagadah, Mahagadah, Shinemala Halon, Beistin, Afkam Beistin. The answer is we learn from Ekzer Shava on the word Hagadah. Just like Hagadah there, which is the case of a Zaken Mamri, it says, Vihigidu Lecha Estevar HaMishpat, is in Beistin. Also here, Shuas Aedus, where it says, Imlo Yagid, it's in Beistin. Kador in Makablin Ha'edim Ela Imro Shnehem Ka'achas. The first opinion is we accept witnesses only if they saw the testimony together. Rishu ben Karcha Oimer, Afilu Zeh Chazeh, whereas Rishu ben Karcha says, is even if they saw one after the other. Rav Yirmiya Bishmo Rav Yitzchak B'Shem Rav Yitzchak, Sha'omar B'Shem Rav, Moedim Chacham Rav Yishua Be'edei Bechoyra Be'edei Chazoka. Rav Yirmiya quoting Rav Shmo Rav Yitzchak, quoting Rav Yitzchak, quoting Rav, said that Chacham agreed to Rav Yishua ben Karcha about witnesses of Bechoyra, which is the father, said, who is his Behor, and witnesses of Chazaka, which is where Pliny used a particular lamb for 3 years. For the Abba B'Shem of Yirmiya, after Ede Simanim came, the Abba quoting of Yirmiya said that the same applies to witnesses of Simanim, which is hairs to establish adulthood. Me'ado Pshita she'b'shezeh oime ve'isi sh'tei saros begaboi, ve'zeh oime ve'isi sh'tei saros begaboi. The following is obvious, but if this witness says, I saw 2 hairs on his back, and this one says, I saw 2 hairs on his back, that they combine. If one says I saw 1 hair on his back, and this one says I saw 1 hair on his stomach, it has no effect, and all the more so if both of them saw 1 hair on his back, perhaps he has only 1 hair. If 2 said we saw 1 hair on his back, and 2 say we saw 1 hair on his stomach, the Yitzhi Rabun and Rav Hoysha Bar Rav Simi argue about this. One of them says pasul, they don't join, and one says that it's kasha. Manda am a pasul, the meid v'chetzi simon, and manda am kasha, and he aimer shema nasha. The one who says pasul is because he's like one who testifies about chetzi simon, which is like one hair has no significance. Testimony must be about a full matter. The one who says kosher is because I can say perhaps the latter witnesses did not see the first hair because it fell out. Each one saw everything possible to see at the time. The first witnesses did not see the latter hair because it had not yet sprouted. Rabbi Abba Omar Diver Kol Kosher. If one says I saw 2 hairs on his back and one says I saw 2 hairs on his stomach, Rabbi Abba says that all means both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi agree that it's kosher. If Haggai Amar Diver Kol Pasul, Haggai says that all agree that it's pasul. Rabbi Yossi Aimer Machlekes, Rabbi Yudin Amar Machlekes, Rabbi Yossi says that they argue about it, and Rabbi Yudin also says they argue about it. Only Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Haggai, had Ha Rabbi Yudin Sava Kavasi. Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Haggai that Rabbi Yudin says like me. Amale Alde Rabbi Anapaleg Kovshiken Alav. Rabbi Haggai said to Rabbi Yossi, I argue with Rabbi Yudin's Rebbe, who is Rabbi Abba, and more so with him, I'm not afraid to argue. Am Rabbi Mana, Yeus, Am Rabbi Haggai, Elu Shtar, She Mechutam Arba Chos Mois, Ze, She Se Meid Al Shnayim, Ve Ze Meid Al Shnayim, Ve Kar Alav, Eur, Shema Chlum Hu, Ve Ein Kol Chassim Esfich Es Shnei Edim. Rabbi Mana brings the support. Rabbi Haggai said correctly, because if there are 4 signatures on a document, and this witness testified about 2 of them, and the other one testified about 2 of them, and there was a claim that it's a forgery, does this validation help at all? Doesn't every signature need 2 witnesses about it? And here, every siman needs 2 witnesses. Rav Chanina says that we learn from years of Chazaka. If one testified that he ate the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd year, and one testified that he ate the 4th, 5th, and 6th year, does this help at all? Doesn't every year of Chazaka need 2 witnesses? And here as well, every Simon needs 2 witnesses.